Welcome to our Step into God's Mission podcast series. Throughout this series, we will explore God's heart for the whole world and the people He created. For the past few weeks, we've been learning about people God used to spread His love from the Old Testament of the Bible. We do this by taking a step, stopping to be in the presence of God, talking about a discussion question, exploring a passage from God's Word, and praising God through prayer. Let's start by stopping our busy schedules to be with God. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out while we listen to Jonah 1:2.
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
In just a moment, I want you to press pause while you talk about this discussion question. Have you ever failed at something? How did that make you feel? We are all imperfect people. Sometimes we will fail and do things wrong, and sometimes we will choose to do things our own way instead of following God. Today, we're going to explore a passage about someone who God wanted to use to further his mission, but who tried to run away from God.
Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verses 11 through 17. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Things are not going well for Jonah in this story, are they? God gave Jonah a job to do. God said go, but Jonah said no. How is that working out for Jonah so far? Not very good. Jonah's story continues, and after spending some time in the belly of the whale, Jonah does eventually go to Nineveh like God asked him to. The interesting thing about Jonah is that he never really seems to understand God's love. The people in Nineveh were Jonah's enemies. Why was God asking Jonah to go to them and tell them to turn to God? But what Jonah fails to realize is that that same sin he saw in the Ninevites was in Jonah's own heart too. This is actually really good news for all of us. God worked through Jonah, even when he tried to say no, even when he wasn't loving others well. God still spread his love to more people. Sometimes we might feel like we're not good enough for God to work through us, but Jonah's story is a great reminder that nothing can stop God's plan, even our own sin and brokenness. In this series, we began by learning about God's heart for people around the world. We've also learned about the Great Commission, which is how God uses people like us to spread His kingdom today. God has been using people since the beginning of the Bible to spread His kingdom. He used people like Abraham, Noah, Moses, and Jonah. Some of those people felt too old, some felt scared, and others simply didn't want to go. But God can use anybody he chooses, no matter what their abilities are, to further his kingdom and spread his love. Today, we're going to praise God by praying for some missionaries who might be like some of the Old Testament missionaries we've been learning about. They may not feel smart enough or young enough or close enough to God, and yet God has chosen them to be part of his mission to spread his kingdom. Let's pray together now. God, we thank you that you work through people to help spread your kingdom and your love. We want to lift up missionaries who feel like some of those Old Testament ones we've been learning about. Missionaries who feel like they're not good enough, not smart enough, or don't have enough to love others well. God, comfort these people and fill them with your love so that they can spread it to others. Lord, help them to trust that you can do anything and work through anyone, no matter how much we mess up or fall short. We pray for missionaries who might be having a hard time going to the people you want them to go to. We pray that you would give them boldness to speak and a heart to obey you. God, we also ask you to work in our own hearts and use us to spread your kingdom. Help us to know you more with our minds, love you more with our hearts, praise you more with our words, and spread your love with our actions. Amen.